Of course, the president began the week in London at the G20 summit, where the world's largest economies pledged $1.1 trillion to help boost capital to the International Monetary Fund. This in the same week when the U.S. stock market showed glimmers of hope, but unemployment numbers reached new lows. Joining us now, a friend from the business world, Joe Nocera in New York. Thanks very much, Joe.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
How do you see how the G20 went in that pledge of $1.1 trillion?
Not so bad, all in all. It could have been more acrimonious, which would have been troublesome for the world's confidence in the economy. The $1.1 trillion to the IMF is supposed to go towards helping emerging markets, which is an area that the West really hadn't spent a lot of time thinking about in this economic downturn. Mm-hmm. You know, they talk the talk on protectionism, which is important. So the president, you know, made, I think, a good first impression on the world stage. And that was that's not a bad thing either. So all in all, I would say it was a pretty successful summit as far as summits go.
The Financial Accounting Standards Board, maybe the story has been underreported this week, changed a rule that alters how banks will report the value of mortgage securities. Explain this to us if you can.
Oh, what a mess. It has been underreported. The banks have been yammering about the need for a different standard so that they wouldn't have to write down the securities as they lose value. And their argument basically is, look, you know, we're not going to sell this stuff tomorrow. We're going to wait. Mm-hmm. So why should we have to mark it to what it is today when, you know, maybe 6 months or a year from now it has increased value? There are so many problems with this, I don't know where to start. But the first problem is, the country is desperately trying to get these assets off the bank's balance sheets so they can start lending again. And this is going to make the bank say, hey, we don't want to sell this stuff. we're going to wait for it to come back. And it really is not a helpful thing. But there was enormous pressure on the FASB, the Accounting Standards Boards, from Congress, which has, of course, been pressured by the banks.
Yeah.
And so there was a certain inevitability to this. You know, my only hope is that it does less damage than I think it's going to do, because I think it's going to do a lot of damage.
I've got to follow up on that. What kind of damage? I mean, enlarging possibilities for fraud or inflation?
No. More along the lines of making it yet more impossible to know, to have confidence in banks because you have an understanding of what's on their balance sheets.
Yeah.
Mark to market, at least, was supposed to give you some idea of what's on their balance sheets. And by eliminating that, by saying we're going to have this vaguer, looser standard, you know, you're not helping the economic system and the banking system get back on its mm-hmm. feet because you're disguising reality.
As we noted, Joe, the Dow finished above 8,000 for the first time since February, but there was that unemployment numbers released on Friday, 663,000 more jobs lost in March across every sector. Unemployment rate is 8.5, worse since 1983. Where are new jobs going to come from?
Boy, that's a good question. Historically, in this country, they come from small business. Mm-hmm. You know, I noticed that President Obama, in one of his speeches recently, mentioned Caterpillar, and that's a big company, and they've had a lot of layoffs, and a lot of big companies have had big layoffs, and that's a true fact. But job growth is almost always generated lower down the food chain with small businesses, and that's why you really have to hope that some of these programs work with the banks, because far more than a General Electric or a Caterpillar, small businesses are completely dependent on bank loans, and they're the ones getting squeezed right now by the system. So, you know, basically, if we get job growth anytime soon, which I'm afraid we probably won't, it's going to come from small businesses, and that's really what you have to watch for when you think about job growth.
Joe Nocera writes Talking Business column for The New York Times, joining us from the Radio Foundation in New York. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thanks for having me, Scott.